This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has directed that U.S. forces in Syria, numbering some 2,000, leave after declaring the defeat of Islamic State.
We've been fighting for a long time in Syria. I've been president for almost 2 years, and we've really stepped it up. And we have won against ISIS.
The decision expected to be carried out over a period of months. Mr. Trump provided some insight into what may have been behind his decision.
I get very saddened when I have to write letters or call parents or wives or husbands of soldiers who have been killed fighting for our country. It's a great honor. We cherish them, but it's heartbreaking. There's no question about it. It's heartbreaking.
The news stunned lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including outgoing Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker, who said U.S. allies appeared not to have been consulted.
To my knowledge, we didn't even communicate with them. It's caught everybody off guard. I know that I doubt there's anybody in the Republican caucus in the Senate that just isn't stunned by this precipitous decision that just like you woke up in the morning and made it. I understand there have been some discussions, but my sense is that it's been a shock throughout the administration that this type of decision was made.
The decision followed by days a warning from Turkey that it was about to launch another military operation targeting U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces who've been fighting Islamic State across northern Syria. In Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, police fired tear gas to break up opposition supporters after the governor presiding over Kinshasa ordered a halt to campaigning over security concerns. The order came ahead of Sunday's presidential election. A senior election official said the ballot to replace President Joseph Kabila may be postponed after voting machines were destroyed in a suspected arson attack. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is urging caution following news that China has detained a third Canadian citizen in the wake of the December 1st arrest of Huawei telecom official Meng Wanzhou in Vancouver.
We have engaged in a very, very thoughtful way on trying to get the best outcome. And sometimes politicizing or amplifying the level of public discourse on this may be satisfying in the short term, but would not contribute to the outcome we all want, which is for Canadians to be safe and secure.
The identity of the third Canadian has not been released, but Mr. Trudeau said it appears to be a separate case. Two others, diplomat Michael Kovrig and businessman Michael Spavor, were detained December 10. Meng, Huawei's chief financial officer, was arrested at the request of the U.S. in an investigation into allegations she violated sanctions restrictions. Washington is seeking her extradition. An agreement has been announced between North American Major League Baseball and the Cuban Baseball Federation that allows players from the communist rule island to sign contracts without having to defect. The president of the Cuban Federation, Higinio Velez, said the agreement obtained permission from the U.S. government. It followed more than 2 years of negotiations and runs through October 31, 2021. It seeks to halt the trafficking of baseball players from Cuba by criminal organizations. A state of emergency was declared Wednesday in the Sudanese city of Atbara after hundreds protested against bread price increases and set fire to the local party headquarters of the National Congress Party. Protests occurred in at least three other cities. Meanwhile, Sudan's main opposition leader, Sadiq al-Mahdi, has returned to the country after a year of self-imposed exile. The last democratically elected prime minister told thousands of his supporters it's time for a democratic transition. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Wednesday unveiled a nearly $29 billion 2019 budget that assumes oil production will remain above 2 million barrels a day and the price will stabilize at about $60 a barrel, while the currency will stay at about 305 naira to the dollar. The economy, which emerged from recession this year, is a top campaign issue ahead of February's national election. U.S. central bank policymakers decided to raise a key interest rate for a fourth time this year. Jerome Powell chairs the Federal Reserve.
After today's action, the target range for the federal funds rate is 2.25% to 2.5%, putting it at the lower end of the range of estimates of the longer-run normal rate provided by the committee.
With the rate of U.S. growth slowing, Powell suggested the pace of rate hikes will slow in the new year. Asian stocks plunged on the news. U.S. stocks were also lower. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.